Could it be?
Of Nisan, May 1st, on page Kuf, at Os Beis. He said there's four aspects of Emuna. One is that people naturally need to have faith in people and things, and there's a yearning to have faith in a greater Baruch Hu that people either misplace or follow properly. Let's see what Beis is. Kmo kol koch mikochos hanefesh. Just like every other faculty among the kochos hanefesh, ma'orer gam koach ha'muna tziurim b'leiv. It creates literally images in the heart, but like imagination. The fize, because of a Rambam, based on this, the Rambam writes, this is a quote from Aron Nevuchim, da ataham ayin. You should know, you person who are analyzing, ki ha'amana eina inyan hanemar bepeh. Faith is not something that's said with the mouth. Aval ha'inyan hamatsuyer benefesh. It's something that's given imagery in the soul. Kishi yaminu bo shehu kain kemoshi yitsuyer. When you believe that he is so the way you envision it. It's not something you say, it's something you envision. Let's see what it means. Komash anumarvim latsayer la atzmenu. All the more that we abundantly make imagine for ourselves. Tziurim hama amsim lanu es hatoro midas habarius barach. Things that confirm for us, show the truth for us of the Torah and the midas of Hashem. Mitzchazekes emunasenu. It strengthens our emunah. Nitan lahagid, it can be said, ki tziur amitiyam hinam hamafteach la'amuna. True pictures are the key to amuna. Kasher yavur od be'ezus Hashem, as will be explained more. Bitzad hara yadua lanu kirhure avera. On the negative side, we know that thoughts of Avera, imagining sin, Hainu Tzirei Avera, Chazal used the term here, Hurei Avera, thoughts of Avera, he's pointing out that means imagining visions, scenes of Avera, Kashame Avera, so Chazal says it's worse than the sin itself. Why? Ki koach atzir chazak ma'od l'havi l'dei ma'isim rabu. Because the power of imagination is very strong to bring to many actions. You know, I think a lot of things people do, they play scenes out. A person can be making a whole scheme, he's planning, he's going to do this, he's going to do that. It's all imagination, it's scenes.
You mean that it's Rabbi meaning that it brings about multiple things? Imagination?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's worse than that. It's not just one of the rites, multiple times.
Yeah.
The generator.
Yeah, I think a theoretical concept is a lot less powerful for a human being than imagining, like, playing out that concept. I think just about everything people do is idea, and then it's how you envision it playing out, whether for good or for bad. So he's saying Emunah is also that way. He's not giving us specifics what that means, but one can imagine. You know, he's in a situation, Hashem is helping him here, he sees Hashem there. Like if in theory I speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's one thing. If I say how he's guiding my life and I see his hand, he's leading this and he's doing that, he made this happen, that I think makes Emunah much stronger. Kenu b'tzara kedusha, so is it on the side of holiness. Asher chut shel tchelus b'tzitzis, v'kocho la'over dimyon shel ayam, v'yam doma l'rakia, rakia doma l'kisei akava, r'isim osa yisbarach. So he gives a classic example from among our cadre of mitzvahs, that the tchelus string, Chazal say, because what does it do? It looks like the sea, and the sea is blue because the reflection of the sky. And the sky makes you think of the Kisei HaKavod, and you look at the tzitzis string, therefore you're saying
you have to imagine that progression.
Yeah, I don't think he's saying it's such a hard thing to do. I think he's saying it's human nature.
Conjures up an image.
Right. There are mementos that make us think about things, remind us of things. It's much stronger. That's closer to human experience than a theoretical concept. So number one was that people need emunah. They need to have things and people they can believe in. And above all, I mean, they need to have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu they believe in. Number two is that it's not just a theoretical. It's concretized with tzeurim. Just like Averas can be strengthened through tzeurim, so emunah is strengthened through tzeurim.
Can you apply the fact that the good is much more powerful than the bad, so how much more is it 500 times better? You really leverage this power.
Right, yeah. And you see emunah b'chush. You know, you read a Megillus Esther, you talk about how even though Hashem's not there, he made this happen, he made that happen. It's like it's a playing out of emunah. Okay, let's see number three, Gimel Hayadiyam, and I think he's going to talk more about that, so I think this is an outline. Gimel Hayadiyam al Hashav Apikaris Einena Mi'ikari HaEmunah Mikomako Mitzna'ehahi V'gam Asa Anukarim Emunah. The knowledge what to respond to a heretic is not from the fundamentals of emunah, but it's from its conditions, like prerequisites. And we call it emunah also. Let's contemplate what is the place of this knowledge, the knowledge of how to respond to an apikaris. I mean, if the apikaris is my own thoughts, then I think it is from the fundamentals of emunah, but let's see. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch Omer Havishakad Lo Matar V'damash Tashal Apikaris V'dal Lefnei Miata Amel V'neman Hu Baal Malach Lecha Shivisham Lecha Schar Pilosach. Mishnah and Abbas, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, be diligent to study Torah, know what to respond to an apikaris, know before whom you toil, and your boss is reliable to pay you the reward for your work. That's what those phrases mean. Elohim Shloshes Advarim Shamar Blazer Ben Arach. These are the three things that Blazer Ben Arach said. Hu Ha Omer Ki Haderach Yishara Yidbak Ba Ha Adam Hu Leiv Tov. He's the same one who said it's the beginning of that parak. That when asked what's the overarching way or approach that a person should cling to in life, it's Leiv Tov. A good heart. Uchamavur b'mafarshim hari gimel hadvarim hanal heim heim hamaviyim asadim lidei leiv tov. These two teachings from Rav Elazar ben Aruch are not independent and isolated. If he holds the approach is leiv tov, and when he gives us, you know, Pirkei Avos, you have Chacham who give us just a few short directives, and that's what they hold are the most important things to do. So they go together. So let's see. Shkida b'limud Torah vada mevila de milezo. Certainly, diligence in Talmud Torah brings a person to this. V'chein hayadil lefnei miata omel, and the knowledge about, you know, who's my boss, who am I toiling for? Uvehechreach aleinu lahavin, and necessarily we have to understand ki gam b'li yadia ma lahashiv lapikaris yefshel agiyah lidei leiv tov. If the third thing is know what to respond to an apikaris, so somehow I'm not going to be the complete leiv tov that I'm supposed to be if I'm missing that. Which at first blush looks a little surprising. Uba'emus pashadu ki kol dei apikarsis chosemus bifnei haleiv. The truth is, it's obvious, it's simple, that any heretical ideology or thought sort of muzzles, stops, inhibits the heart. Hari muchra kol adam lamo tamid al anishmar. Every person necessarily has to be on guard constantly. Lenakos atzma mikol avak apikarsis. And to cleanse himself, keep himself free of any dust of apikarsis, and amale kol kachas kolal ha'olam, which is so, it fills the space of the world, so ubiquitous. Elias machuzuk b'taino sichlias nega hadeas hanipsavos. To be very strong in logical tainas against corrupted views. Introduction to Birka Shmuel, Baruch Ber, son of Reuven Krasovsky, writes that Baruch Ber said that he, when in his youth, he heard some I think it was like a joke, some heretical joke against Chazal, and he said that he rode with him his whole life. Like,
the allergies permeate.
Yeah. Hashkafas nachonos adayin einan emuna. Proper hashkafas are not really faith. Aval biladayin eif shalahagia lidei emuna shebelev. Without them, you can't reach emuna in the heart. So number three here is really like it's a danger. If my deos are off, if something about my belief in Hashem or in Torah is off, that's going to inhibit emuna. Having the proper ideology is more intellectual than emuna. Emuna, I believe, is more in the heart. But if
it spoils
right, it means you don't get there. If I can't have faith in Hashem if my conception of Hashem, or faith in the Torah, if my conception of the Torah is not correct. So he's just really defined something very well for us. Daim al Hashem al Bikaris is an important thing because if you don't do it, it's going to inhibit getting to emuna. Dalad Yesh Hashem Medabrim al Emuna Mischavdim L'Magadrega Hakrovim Odel Zveikus B'Hashem. Sometimes people speak about Emuna and they're talking about a level that's very close to Zveikus B'Hashem, which is actually a very high level. MS Adam Godel Hachai B'Emunasa Motzis Atz Mushrash B'Lakus. A great person who lives in Emuna finds himself rooted in godliness. Al Derach Shekosav Arashbam Al Pasuk Lokein Avdi Moshe B'Chol Beisit Ne'emanu. Similar to what the Rishbam writes about that pasuk in the Bahaloscha, when Miriam is corrected to understand that Moshe Rabbeinu is different from all Leviim, he writes Kavua. Okay, finish this one up tomorrow.